I first clapped eyes on the beautiful Undine Sprague when she and her parents were no more in a few weeks in New York City. I could have told you then that girl would go far. And go far she surely did. I got the newspaper clippings here to prove it.
Now then, Mrs. Sprague, shall I buff your nails before I go?
Well, why not? I swear I haven't seen a human being all day, Mrs. Heaney. I don't know who this note can be from.
Give.
Oh, Undine Sprague, how can you?
If it's an invite, I guess it's meant for me, Mother.
Did you ever, Mrs. Heaney?
I never met with a lovelier form.
Here, you can have it after all.
Why, isn't it from Mr. Popple?
No. What made you think I thought it would be?
Undie's friend Mabel introduced him to her last night. And from something Mr. Popple said to her about going to one of the new plays, she thought...
How on earth do you know what I thought?
Well, you said you thought...
Claude Popple, the portrait painter?
Yes, I suppose so. He said he'd like to paint me. I don't care if I never see him again.
Do you know him, Mrs. Heaney?
I should say I did. I manicured him for his First Society portrait. I know everybody. If they don't know me, they ain't in it. And Claude Popple's in it. But who is your invite from?
A little quiet fellow who was tagging along with Mr. Popple. He said his name was Ralph.
Ralph Marvell? Well, I declare.
You know the Marvells? Are they stylish?
Why, Undine Sprague, if they ain't swell enough for you, you'd better go right over to the court of England.
Give me that note, Mother. His sister wants me to dine with her next Wednesday. Why does she want me? She's never even seen me.
Oh, Marvell's sister gives the smartest dinners in town. There was an account...